Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0945004, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.005-8339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slake Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi with me.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Heidi. So if for everybody listening, you guys, we want to make sure that you know if you want to watch us actually record the show live, we do it Wednesdays at 5. So we are live at 5 on YouTube Wednesdays. And that is when we actually record our show to put on the station for today. So lots of fun. If you guys want to check us out, we'd love to have you there. We want you to ask us your questions. You can put them right into the feed of the YouTube channel. We're going to answer those. We're going to read them out loud and, you know, make sure that we give you our full attention.
Or you can call us and we'll talk to you while we're live on YouTube.
Absolutely. And then you'll be able to hear yourself then on radio on Saturday. Yep. So if you guys want to give us a call, it's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U, L-E-N-D, and the number 4. One thing that we do want to ask all of our listeners, we're asking for help. We've got a help thing that we need. We want to make a video, an actual commercial for our YouTube channel. And we want that to actually be some of our past clients that we've worked with. And we want you to just take out your phone and do a quick 15, 20, 30, 45 second, you know, why you either enjoyed or didn't enjoy working with us. You know, what was your experience? You know, did you feel like it was easier than what you did the first time, you know, when you went through it maybe a time before with a different lender? Or did you feel like, you know, we communicated more, or was it easier or was it harder? Or maybe you had never done it before, but, you know, it was great. Or maybe, you know, there's things that we need to improve on. We want your honest, unbiased opinion. And we would love to be able to take those videos and create a commercial for our YouTube channel.
Yep. We just want your experience. Was it unique? Was it individual? Was it something different than you've had in the past? Or were you coming into it new and terrified and had heard all these horror stories and it was, or it wasn't, you're pleasantly surprised?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking to obviously improve ourselves, make the experience for our clients better. So if there is something that we did or we didn't do that maybe didn't make you feel all warm and fuzzy, we want to know about it. If you had a great experience, we would love to hear that too. We do get calls all the time. We get emails. We get cards. Thank you so much. It was great. Thank you. Thank you. But we want the honest feedback, and we would love to be able to create the commercial. So if you can take out your phone and give us 15, 20, 30 seconds of, you know, what your experience was with Mortgage Mom Radio and email that to me, that would be amazing. How do you email it to me? Well, it's pretty simple. It's my name, Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at mortgagemomradio.com. So if you guys can do that for us, you've worked with us in the past, we'd love to hear from you. That would be fantastic. So this is our Catching Up with Mom time. time. You can see that we really do this live, and you guys can watch it on YouTube. You can see us make all of our mistakes. Look at that, all of our commercials, all of our mistakes. So, you know, what's going on this week? How you doing?
I'm good. You know, went out bridesmaid shopping and wedding dress shopping with my girlfriend Daisy. So it was exciting. She found her wedding dress. Love her. Super simple. Went into one location and 4 or 5 dresses tried on, and wham, bam, out she went.
Very nice. Yep. Yeah. So. And you are maid of honor for the 28th time.
Not maid
time.
Of honor.
I'm sorry.
Bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid. You are a bridesmaid for the 28th time, so we can pretty much call Heidi 27 dresses.
Yeah, you know.
Just like the movie.
You can hire me to be a bridesmaid. I'm pretty much professional at it nowadays.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I'm going to be 40 bridesmaid. I thought, you know, at a certain point, I think there's an age where it stops.
Yeah, at some point.
I thought it was before 40, but it's not.
Nope.
No. So, but you know, it'll be fun. They're picking a great winery, so that's exciting.
Yes.
And the fun part about this is the range of girls. 18 to 40 plus are bridesmaids, so the dress selection has gotten quite fun.
Yes.
Right? The 18-year-old wants the cutest dress. For 18.
Right, right.
And I'm thinking, and you're like, I am need a prom not dress. Putting myself in that little outfit. I mean,
right.
It looks itty bitty on her. Super cute.
Sure.
And luckily, the bride is amazing. She's like, well, black dresses. Fantastic. And everyone can wear a different one.
Right, so exactly.
It'll work out perfect. But the girl's sending dresses going, what about this? What about this? And I'm thinking, huh.
Yeah.
I hope that's not for me.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Manny had his wisdom teeth out. So, you know, that was, he was pretty miserable for a little while, but starting to get better.
But it's a champ. They didn't put him under.
They didn't put him under. He was wide awake during it. So he was a champ, but, you know, we got him a little bit of medicine. He was in a good amount of pain. And so he's feeling a little bit better now. And, that, you know, obviously he's still getting some food stuck in there and, you know, that hurts, but he's definitely recovering. And then my big news is, you know, I've been working on this whole RV thing. Manny keeps bugging and putting it into every show. Mom RV.
Oh, and little printouts all over the office.
Everywhere I turn. And, you know, I said at the beginning of the year that my goal was by February 15th that I wanted to be able to pull the trigger, maybe not have it, but pull the trigger on buying an RV. I was doing it. I have been contemplating this for 3 years. I've been putting money to the side. I had a plan. I had a program, and I was going to make it happen.
Yep.
And I applied for the loan this week. Got approved. I'm supposed to pick up the RV Saturday. So remember, guys, if you're listening to the show right now on Good Country and it's Saturday, I am going to be in the car driving down to San Diego to go pick up that rig. So very, very excited. I can't wait to get the family out more often, do some things that I think will be really, really good and really educational and, you know, just experiences for Zeke. He's really my biggest piece around all of this. I want to get him in the sand. I want to get him feeling those textures. I want to get him out and doing other things and, you know, outside of the house. So I'm really, really excited. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a fantastic.
I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great addition for our Stagecoach weekend. Yes. So that's even better. Another plus there. So, you know, I finally did it. And it just goes to show, guys, when I say I've been doing this for 3 years, I have been researching, watching videos, calling dealerships, visiting, seeing them, you know.
And aside from the research,
yes.
Setting yourself up.
A goal.
And financially,
right?
We always tell listeners, maybe not today.
Right.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe in a year. But you're proof in yourself. Maybe not today, but 3 years. And look at you, Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. Right? I'm doing it today.
Saturday, you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so. No, we're doing it. And I'm really excited about it. And it did take time. You know, it's when, you know, all the self-employed borrowers out there can understand. You know, when I started Mortgage Mom Radio, you know, that became, even though I've been a loan officer for years and years and years, Mortgage Mom Radio is a whole different thing. And so, you know, you've got to make sure that you've, you know, got the backing and the financials and the income showing and, you know, all of those things to get approved for a loan. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that my credit score was where it needed to be to get into a decent loan and a payment that I could afford. I had some personal loans that I had taken out that were for, you know, remodeling my house. We had to do a full remodel. remodel after we bought it. It's, you know, built in 1981 and everything inside the house was literally 1981. So, you know, we had to do that first. Obviously, your house that you live in is more important than your toys. So, you know, that came first, took out those personal loans. And I knew that I needed to get those personal loans paid off before I was going to feel comfortable getting into a motorhome payment. Then it was coming up with which motorhome do I want? And then what is that price going to be? Okay, you know what? Now I know that I need to have X amount of dollars to put down because I want to get my payment to that comfort level. So it just goes to show you, you can do anything that you want to do. If you set your mind to it, you've got that game plan, you have that goal, you've got that plan of action, you can get there and you can make it happen. And so I'm very excited. It's a big, huge day, you know, for us where we can't wait. I'm like, it's Wednesday for us right now. And if you guys were watching us, you could see us on YouTube doing it. But, you know, I'm going to be just like smiling all the way down there and I'm excited and it's...
It's always amazing when you set yourself to that goal and you're really able to stay focused and disciplined and the day comes.
Yes.
It was all worth it. Yes. The day comes.
Absolutely. So, you know, all of you guys out there, if you've got a game plan, if you guys want to get out of debt, you've got too much, you own a home, you've got equity, now's a great time to do a refinance. We did not think that rates could get any lower than where they were last year, and they are lower again now. So even if you refinanced 6 months ago, 8 months ago, a year ago, you may be in a position that you need to be looking at another refinance. How do you do that? Well, you just call me, set up an appointment. It's all over the phone, but you really do talk to me. If you want to talk to Heidi, that's all you have to say is, I don't want Debbie, I want Heidi. But you really do talk to one of us girls and you're going to work through a plan with us, whether it's buying a home. But you know what? It was a really long January.
Oh.
Yeah, Heidi was telling me that earlier today. She's like, everybody's complaining.
Everybody's saying like, is the year over? And it's January. Yeah. January just was a long month.
Yeah, it was. But the year is not over. It's just the beginning of the year.
Just started.
So even if you didn't, maybe you out the gates, you had that resolution, there was something you wanted to accomplish this year and you haven't gotten started on it, it's not too late to get started.
Or you veered off the path. It's okay.
Right. It's okay. Get back on it.
It just started.
Yeah.
Just started.
It really did.
A few days into the second month, you got time. Just get back on that path and really start setting your goals and have those conversations with us about your finances.
Absolutely. And so coming up here after the break, we're going to have on Steve Altonian, our credit expert. He's our credit repair guy that we do refer everybody to. There's some new changes with the FICO scores that are coming out. So you want to definitely stay tuned. And again, if you guys want to see us record this thing live every Wednesday, we're live at 5 on YouTube. We'd love to have you there and asking us questions right into the feed, calling us during the show and get your voices out there on radio on Saturday. So we're going to go to a quick commercial and we'll be right back.
She's a mortgage mom.
Mortgage mom here. Did you know that property values are up and interest rates are down? Do you have some debt that you'd like to get paid off? Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee. 184373. Arizona 094-1504. And Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's a mortgage mom.
All right. Well, welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and this is Heidi Slagle Points.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. So we are here on YouTube Live every Wednesday at 5. If you guys are listening to us on Go Country Saturday at 7, if you guys want to watch us live, you want to see us record it, just start checking us out. Go to our page, go to Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and put on your notifications. When we go live, it will let you know that we're there. So every Wednesday at 5. But we've got Steve Altoni in here, my credit cowboy. Many of you guys that listen to us, who've called in, who have worked with us, have actually talked to and work with Steve as well. And Steve is going to give us all kinds of credit tips and advice today. So one thing that I'm actually, I want to know more about, I mean, I'm really like, I want you to dig into this for us. Yesterday, you sent out a newsletter to all of your clients that talked about the new scoring model and how Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion are going to be changing the way that our credit scores look. So I wanted you to kind of get into that a bit.
Sure. You know, it's funny, every now and then the scoring model will change just a little bit. And sometimes it works in the consumer's favor, other times it doesn't. This time it seems to me it's going to be split. The way it is kind of set up now, they're going to do FICO 10. So I don't know, as a lender, what are you currently using? Are you on 9 or still on 8 or whatever? In any case, most lenders, from what I understand, will be...
And I'm going to be honest with you, we don't know. No. Because the mortgage companies are, you know, they set that up where we're sending the loans through. We pull credit based on what they're wanting. So, you know, they say, we don't know if they're using 8, 9. We're definitely not using the credit report that is showing us balances over time. So which one is that one, you know, where you can actually see if you're paying your credit card off every month or
the trended report.
Yeah, we're not using a trended report that came out for a minute about 2 years ago.
Correct.
And then it went away.
So, and that's the interesting point. It came out for a minute and you're going to see it reintroduced because FICO 10 and FICO 10T, which I couldn't find anything on the internet what the heck the T was, so I said, well, I think they mean trended. I'm going to assume that's what
you're
it means.
Guess,
so,
yeah,
so the way FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, which is what FICO stands for, is going to be doing it this time, is they want to make sure that if you're paying your credit cards, you're paying consistently over a period of time versus what you've been doing lately. And it's really interesting because when I first got into the credit repair business, you know, you learn things as you go through in life,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I remember when I was a loan officer, I thought things were gospel and it turned out I was really wrong. Well, one thing on credit was I used to tell people, yeah, how you pay this month matters and how you pay next month matters. And I'm telling people this for my first year. And I'm convinced. And then finally one day I've realize, you know, through a little bit more, investigation.
Seasoning.
Yeah, and seasoning, that wasn't the case. But, you know, it made sense to me. And my validation comes 7 years later because now FICO agrees with me and they changed it to agree with the way I originally had it. So right. I really wasn't wrong.
I like the way you think.
So what you're saying is, you know, right now we pull a credit report, somebody's credit score isn't quite as good as what we want it to be. And so we give them the recommendation to maybe pay down some of those debts to do that rescore to get that credit score up. Right. And what you're saying is if we do move to this FICO 10 T, the new model,
right,
with the trended, they're not necessarily going to get that same bump because their credits, you know,
you will not get that same bump. And okay, it was interesting because yesterday morning, and it's funny because, you know, all this was coming about and I was like, what's really going on? I said, well, this has been coming out and I'm looking at it, I'm saying, well, this isn't really making sense. So I did some investigation. But the FICO 10T will be out for most lenders probably by the end of the year. That's what they're saying. It's going to be out by
everybody's going to move to. Okay.
Out by the end of the year. So with this particular one, you can't pay at the end of, for example, I was telling someone on the phone in the morning, I was telling them, and usually I don't want people to charge my services on their credit card. And right, I told them, I said, the only time I will let someone charge my services is if you're going to charge it and you tell me you're going to pay it within 30, 60, 90 days. Because I told them, by the way, we want you to pay your cards down about 30 to 45 days so your score will boost right before. And you know what? When I told them that, I thought it was right. This was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the new model, it's going to be incorrect.
Right.
It's not right now because they're still breaking it out. But gone are the days where you can pay down your cards and immediately have your credit score bump up.
Right. Gotcha.
So you're going to need to do it for a few months, which is what I used to tell my clients when I first came in as a young lad of 40, whatever.
Okay. All right. So we actually have a question right now. It's from Whiskey Walrus. We love him. He always asks us questions, but he says, "Hello again. My wife Gladys has a question about Credit Karma and other service like that. Are the scores they provide you with your actual scores, or are they an estimate to your actual score?"
Well, Whiskey Walrus, I am the Eggman, just so you know.
And you're the Eggman?
I'm the Eggman. Remember the old Beatles song? I'm the Eggman.
All right.
Anyways, okay, great question. Credit Karma is something that is used consistently, and it's based on Vantage 3.0.
Okay.
So that's not FICO. Totally different companies. The scoring models are generally different, anywhere from 25 to 75 points. And it can go either way.
And we see it. And we see it.
They see it constantly. One thing I did put out in the newsletter, and I just threw this in. I think because Vantage already has the trended accounted for, I think that gap's going to close a little bit. I don't know if it's going to be dramatic. Mm-hmm. It might be 10, 15 points, but I think it would be closer because Credit Karma's already using the trended. They're not. So they'll be more on board. So I look for that. But generally speaking, a soft pull, which is Vantage 3.0, is not going to give you an accurate score from what a lender would pull. However, it's going to tell you what's negative. It's going to let you know what's going on with your credit.
It's still a great way to keep your eye on it. But what I have noticed kind of on average is when somebody says that they have Credit Karma, first of all, Credit Karma gives you two scores typically, not all three,
right,
is what my experience has been. Mm-hmm. And usually the credit score on Credit Karma is higher than what we get when we pull as a lender. Mm-hmm. And it's usually higher, I would say, by about 30 points, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Average?
Yeah. And mine, because I recently got my new scores, and my Credit Karma, I have to tell you, was way off.
Really?
Way off.
High or low?
Low.
Wow.
Low. So had I counted on Credit Karma, I wouldn't have done, and you're going to touch on this, I wouldn't have done my consolidation personal loan.
Right. So that is kind of, because you're going to touch on that with all of the new stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, and that's another part.
So had I counted on Credit Karma, I mean, it showed my scores high sixes, low sevens.
Wow.
Versus a 790.
70 or 90. Yeah. The one with the best credit in the world over here.
Right. So, I mean, it was a huge gap.
Right.
But yours was lower.
Mine was way lower.
See, most of the time, clients is higher.
Right.
Yes.
And the clients get really upset.
Yeah. So now I don't know where it trends, right? Because I'm looking at it going.
Wow. Okay. So we've got, Whiskey Walrus did say that's my all-time fave Beatles song. So you hit it right on the head.
Yeah. We had no idea what you guys were talking about.
I'm showing my age. Oh, Lord.
Love it. All right. So Anne asks us, if you have collection accounts that are affecting your credit score, is it best to pay them off in full or is it best to negotiate? Is it easy to get things removed from the report?
Okay, so the question comes down to how do collection accounts affect your credit score? And does paying off a collection account actually help you? It's very minimal times when paying off a collection account will help you. There will be times when you'll get on a what-if scenario where it will tell you if you pay such and such an item down, it will help you. And I've come up with the reason for that.
I'm wondering because there are times when I run that simulator, it will say pay off that collection.
About a month ago, I was in office and we were just shooting everything with our whole staff. And I brought up what you said and it finally dawned on me why it happens. Because when you're paying off that collection, it was a credit card, which affected the utilization. So the utilization has gone down. You paid the collection. You affected the utilization. That's why the score went up.
Ah,
it wouldn't go up for a
medical collection.
For a medical or a car that's not utilizing your available credit.
And I threw that out about a month ago, and I'm like, okay, that's the reason for that. When LOs come to me and tell me that, and they're like, and I had never had a real I never had a good answer for anybody. So it's like, it's just one of those aberrations. But it's utilization, and if you pay it off, it's going to help your score. So that's the one time that it will help your score if you're paying off a collection account, if it affects your utilization. Now, pay it off in full or settling, it's going to be the same thing as far as your score. It's not going to help your score either way. Do what's lighter on your pocket would be my best advice to you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question for you, because recently I had a client that did have a collection account. They were in a big argument with Verizon, go figure. That's the one we always see that's on there. Or AT&T. It was AT&T. It's AT&T. And AT&T is always the one that we see on the collections for some reason. We see Verizon too. I don't know. The cell phone companies. It's something about them. Yeah. So they were in a big argument with them because they had switched over from one service provider to AT&T. And AT&T told them that they had an unlimited plan so they could call international. Then all of a sudden they get this big giant bill. And they're going back and forth with, AT&T to the point that, they're telling them they're going to fix it. And then they never do fix it. And they just finally get frustrated and they move their service. And they end up with this collection account because they didn't pay the bill because it wasn't supposed to be there to begin with. But they never really got it settled. So, they asked me, what should I do? And I said, we need to ask the credit cowboy, you need to first call and you need to see the collection company if there's any possible way at all that you can make a payment and they will remove it from the credit report. If I pay you right now today, will you remove this from my credit report? Not updated to paid in full, not settled for less. If I pay it right now, will you remove it from my credit report? Sometimes they will do that. Other times they're going to say no. And I told them, I said, if you call and they tell you no, they won't do that, I need to call and ask the credit cowboy if you should make that payment, because I've seen where people will make a payment on a collection account and their FICO score will drop. Because now all of a sudden they've kind of refreshed that account.
Right, exactly. So it'd be, say, 2017, a $1,600 account. Now you pay it, it's 2020, so you update it.
Right, right. So in that situation, though, if you've got this collection account that is old, if you have something that comes on collection and all of a sudden you realize it's there, it was yours, and you can pay it immediately, it's all right there and then. It just reported, now you're going to at least pay it, now it's going to be at least a zero, and now that collection account's going to start to age, right? And it's going to age at a zero balance. But if it's a collection account that's been around for a while, and you've got this balance sitting on your credit report, and they won't work with you, if you pay them, they're still not going to remove it, what's your best advice?
Well,
what do they do?
I tell people, sometimes the best move is to do nothing at all. And, the only reason I would tell people to pay it is, one, if you feel you're going to get wage garnishment, you don't want to get sued, you don't want the calls, then you pay it. That's your decision. The other is, in the course of your getting a loan, the underwriter says, hey, I'm going to loan you $500,000. I need to pay this $3,000 collection off. Then if you want that $500,000, you're going to pay the collection. Other than that, there's really not a whole lot of incentive. Unfortunately,
Doing the right thing isn't necessarily helping you out.
FICO doesn't make it where it's, your score is laden to what your balances are. And it makes sense. I guess it makes sense if I was a business owner. I wouldn't want people coming back and making good and then trying to loan them money and really know that they can't borrow money. So I guess you got to look at it from all angles. But whatever, we're at war. So we're trying to get money from these people.
Okay, so back to the last part of, Anne's question. So that kind of actually answered her question, because she said, is it best to pay them off in full or is it better to negotiate? Obviously, if you've got those collections on there, for us in a lending standpoint, if you have more than $2,000 in aggregate balances in collection accounts on your credit report that are not medical,
right,
you do need to pay them off or get on a payment plan. So in that situation, you should try to negotiate those for less. You can
Absolutely.
Pay them. You can definitely negotiate for less, pay them for less than what the balance is that's due. We're still going to look at that as paid in full because you did pay and they did give you a zero balance letter, and that's all okay. But if it's something that's been sitting around for a while, what do they do? And that's, kind of, I think, the big question. And it sounds like from you is kind of wait, maybe try to start the credit repair process, see what you can maybe get off that credit report.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing credit repair and you want to get it off to help your score, it's going to help your score. Once something's older, it's like, I don't know if you've ever looked on like your hands and found a a mark or a nick you don't even remember you had it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got a scar. And it's like, where did that come from? Well, it hurt when you first had it. Now,
you just can't remember.
You don't remember it. Same thing with your credit. So, you know, after time, your credit will heal up. You know, when people come to us, we get items removed, and then we're building their credit, and then a little bit of time, and, you know, that's really what makes, you know, things cook a little bit quicker.
Right.
But if something is older, you're better off just kind of letting it alone.
Just kind of leaving it be.
Yeah, unless you have a real reason to pay it. You know, like I said, an underwriter, you know, you're trying to borrow money, you're trying to get a business loan for $3 million, and they want you to pay a $10,000 collection, then you do it. So.
Right. How long can a collection stay on your credit?
7 years from the date of last activity, and, you know, that's why you just, you know, you just don't want to keep, you know, re-updating it.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. Now, here's the next question is, let's say that they go through credit repair with you and you get an item off of the credit report. How likely is it that that item would come back, kind of come back to haunt you?
Right. Okay. So when you're going after an item and you're going to the bureaus, you're going to the original creditor and you're going to, say, a collection company, at least we as a company, we go to all three. Okay. A lot of companies only go to the bureaus. So if you only go to the bureaus and the next month Chase wants to re-report it, it's going to re-report it. So the odds are less with us as a company. It doesn't mean an item never will come back on.
Okay, you because know? You guys are going not only to the three bureaus, you're also going to the actual creditor.
The creditor. So we'll deal, for example, if we're dealing with Capital One or GM or whatever the case may be, Sierra, whatever the case may be, we'll be dealing with these companies directly, and then we'll also deal with the bureaus. And the reason we do that is we don't want the item to pop back up.
Right.
Like I said, it doesn't mean it ever does, but I can, when people ask that question when I'm talking to them initially, I can say, I would say in my lifetime, it's got to be maybe 3%. I mean, I just don't get those complaints.
Right.
You know, just because of the way we do it now, where someone comes up and says, hey, the item came back on, you know, and I just don't. So, but if it does, then you deal with it accordingly. And there was a reason why it was.
Mm-hmm. So very minimal, though, when you're approaching it correctly.
Yeah, or it got sold to someone else, a collection company. It's a different collection company.
And now that collection company is now reporting
that's
it.
That's different.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe if you can get it off the credit report, then maybe it would behoove them to call and pay it. So that it doesn't get doesn't get sold and off to the next company to be re-reported.
And also, you know, there is always, you know, garnishments and stuff like that.
Right. You know. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say somebody does get a collection and or they have one on there or they've got late payment showing and they want to try to dispute it and get it off of the report and they do pay it. Is it going? Are they basically admitting that it was theirs, that they're at fault? So now they've got a way less chance of getting it removed. Does that piece matter?
Well, I mean, technically, if you pay something, you're admitting it's yours, right?
Right. So does that make it more difficult to get that off?
So technically, it should, but technically, it doesn't. Here's why: because you have the human element. Because when we, at least for us, when we launch our investigation, I think because we make life so miserable for them, some people just figure, you know what, this sucker paid this. I don't care.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm not saying everyone does that, but I know that happens.
Right. They're like, we got our money.
Right.
And
we got
want
our
them
money.
To go.
We don't care.
So we want to get the pit bull off of us.
It does work. Exactly. And that's the theory behind it. So when someone has already paid it, I don't, I don't fault them, but I'm not going to tell someone up front, you know, pay it unless, you know, like I said, any of the other scenarios.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay. So when we come back, because we're going to take it, we need to take another break. But when we come back, I do want to get back to that new scoring model because I think it's really important. There were some other things that did come up that were, you know, changing. And so because I read on your newsletter about, you know, having personal loans and paying, you know, then consolidations and then charging up the credit cards again after the consolidation loan is there. And, just things are changing. So I want to make sure that we do touch on that. I know that you've got a credit report sitting right in front of you there. Yeah. And we want to kind of go through, you know, credit scores, what you see. And with your credit repair company, you know, what would be your advice for this person? And how would you suggest that, you know, what would be your suggestion to move forward? What do you think your success rate would be with it? You know, so I think that it's a good live
evaluation
that people can hear, you know, what a consultation would be like. So we're going to pretend this is my credit report. We're going to say that it's me. And I want you to give me your evaluation of it. And what would you tell me? And what do you think the success rate would be? And how long do you think it would take? And all that good stuff. So I think that sometimes being able to hear that helps for others that are listening to understand that, you know, there's hope.
And, that are in similar situations with true data.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So we are going to take a quick break. If you guys do want to ask questions, please put them in the feed. We'd love to hear from you. We will answer them for you right now. You want to give us a call. We're here at the office. It's 844-935-3634. And yes, the office is our studio.
We are here all the time.
We're here all the time. We practically live here. We work out in the conference room. And if you guys want to, go ahead and get those text messages. So text the word MOM to 474747. Send us your messages by text. We'd be happy to answer those. I'll read those on air as well. And if you are listening to us on Saturday, you guys want to watch us live, watch us on YouTube. Wednesdays at 5, and subscribe to the channel so you guys know when we go live. I do believe you have to turn on the notifications. My little man back there running the board is telling me you've got to turn on the notifications to know when we go live, but you guys can always keep listening to us on radio too. So,
and don't forget to send your videos.
Yes, and we want the videos. We did say that a little bit ago. If we want to have some testimonials, anybody that has worked with our team in the past that listens to the show, we'd love you guys to take a quick snippet of yourselves, 30 seconds. We want a video, and we want you guys to give us your testimonial so that we can create a really cool Mortgage Mom radio commercial.
And bring the heat.
Bring the heat. That's right. What'd you say earlier in the show? Bring the swagger.
Bring the swag.
Show some swag.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
She's a Mortgage Mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Did you guys know that if you miss my show on Saturday mornings that you can listen to it again right on my podcast? Go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on podcast and you can listen to every episode that we've ever done. It's all free education for you and your family. That's mortgagemomradio.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom, and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's a Mortgage Mom.
All right, well, welcome back. I'm Debbie Marcoux, host of Mortgage Mom Radio, and I've got co-host sitting over here, Heidi Slagle-Point.
The Mortgage Grandma.
Yes, we can call you the Mortgage Grandma. And then we've got our credit cowboy here, Steve Altonian. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey.
Yeah. So we had some great credit information in the past, you know, right before the break, and we're going to keep going with credit right now. Anybody listening, anybody watching, we're live on YouTube. It's Wednesday at 5, always Wednesday. We're live at 5. That's going to be my new thing. We're live at 5, Wednesdays on YouTube. So if you guys are listening to this at a later date, you've probably already missed another show we've done. So go check out our YouTube channel, subscribe to it, and turn on your notifications. That way you know when we are live. You guys want to ask us questions, it doesn't matter. I understand if you guys are watching this at a later date. Guess what? The telephone number, the text messages, and everything. Go to the website. There is no way you can't get a hold of us, and the numbers always work, and the text messages always work. It's not only when we're live. It's Saturday, it's Sunday, and it's all week long. So text the word MOM to 474747. Ask us your questions there. You guys can get my phone app. You can download that. There are so many tools in that phone app. It's absolutely unimaginable what you can do with that thing. You can run payment calculators for VA, FHA, conventional. You're going to put in your credit score. It's going to figure out your mortgage insurance. It's going to figure out those property taxes, that insurance, homeowners insurance. So much that you can do with that phone app. It's really fantastic. All of our shows go to podcasts. So if you're a big podcast listener, you guys can listen to the podcast. Everything we've done over the last 3 years is there. So, you know, if you like to listen to podcasts, you guys know where to find it. And all you got to do is put in Mortgage Mom Radio. Or you guys can watch us right here on YouTube. So,
hey, I even used the app to figure out for a toy hauler for Jeremy. Figured out what my payment would be.
It works for anything. It's a principal and interest calculator. If you don't put in taxes and insurance, it's not going to run it. It's going to give you, you know, so you guys can play around with that.
Very handy.
Yep. You can contact us right through that phone app. So you'll get a link. When you text me, you text mom to 474747. You will get a link that you can click on and you can actually download it to your phone and you can use that phone app. You want to go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, and everything that you can do on the phone app, you can do on the website as well. You can contact us through both phone and website. You can email us. You can call us. There's literally click to do whatever you want buttons on both. And, you know, you guys can, the number's easy. It's 844 We Lend For You. That's LEND and the number 4. So please, 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 you guys reach out. We want to hear those questions. We want to answer them for you. And we don't care what day it is. We don't care how long ago we made this show. The number never changes. So we want you guys to reach out. We want to get those questions. And if you guys have questions for Steve and it's about credit, we want you guys to ask those questions. And if we don't know the answer, we will get you and Steve put together. So that is really important that we want to make sure that you know. So, you know, a credit show is something that people will go back and watch in a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. So if you guys want to get put together with Steve, even if this is an older show, we're going to get you guys to him. So we were talking about the Vantage 10. I wanted you to give us a rundown of a credit report you've got in front of you that I'm going to pretend it is me so that we're not divulging any names or information.
Okay.
You know, so I want people to understand what you do and how you do it and why you're so successful at it. But a couple of things I want to get into with that Vantage 10, because one of the things that I read was if you've got a really good credit score and your credit score right now today is over 700, you're probably going to see your score bump another 20 up with the new model. Right. But if your credit score is low, you're probably going to see your credit score drop another 20. So...
Right. And, you know. And I think the reason for that, if you think about it, because now it's going to trend over 24 months. And the people who have good credit have shown consistently that they have been taking care of business. Well, the people with less than stellar credit sometimes might be a little bit challenged. And they're going to probably do the same things during that period of time. So historically, the way it looks, it's going to be about 20 points for people 600 and below. They're going to lose.
They're going to lose.
Then, yeah, and then 680 and above are going to gain about 20 points, which is probably consistent with other changes in FICO that we've had over the years.
So. And then you said, too, that they were going to actually be a little prejudiced. So if you did do a debt consolidation loan, which we've talked about, and Heidi just did one to get all those credit cards paid off, that if you do one of those, so let's say that you've got credit card debt, you do a debt consolidation, take out the personal loan.
Right.
Leave the credit cards zero.
Right.
Is that going to, are they going to judge as harshly on that? Or is it truly about then recharging those cards again?
Right. So the way I'm understanding it at this point, it's going to be if you get into trouble after that.
Right.
So they're clearly going to be able to see if you transferred, you know, credit card balances to a personal loan. Right. And that's the kind of data that they're going to be looking for. Installment loans had less value on your credit score to begin with. So now it's going to be even less, you know, based on this, it's going to affect it a little bit. It's really interesting because, you know, definitely Big Brother is watching. He wants to make sure that your finances are in order. So the 24-month, you know,
trended
way of doing it, now actually holding it accountable, it just makes sense. So, but anybody who had an installment loan, you know, it's going to carry even less weight because and if you went and got back into debt, they're going to find it and they're going to ding you for it.
Now,
what the score is on score hit on that, it's going to be, I don't know, but they're going to hit you. It's going to be an algorithm.
Well, here's a question that I'm wondering is that we have a lot of clients and even myself that I'll use my credit card because I don't want to use my checking account. I've had my debit card stolen so many times
right.
that I don't want to use it. So I'll use my credit card and pay it off every single month. So, but what happens is that every single month, my credit card balance goes up to about 50% of my limit. And then I pay it off and it's zero again, right? Mm-hmm. But what the credit company sees, the credit report sees, is what the balance was at the time that the statement printed. And so then for me, it's going to look like, even though I've paid my credit card off every single month, it's going to look like my balance was $5,000, right? And so it's maybe not necessarily going to be giving.
It's still going to show that you made a $5,000, you know, you paid, made a payment.
It's right? not.
Well, it's going to show you made a payment.
It's going to show what the payment is.
So it does show the payment that the person made. That piece. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So
and that's what I was wondering.
Show that you're making your
so
payment.
if you charge $2,000, let's say you pay back $1,000, which is decent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to notice that if you charge $2,000 and didn't, that's going to be taken into account in the scoring model.
Okay. So that new credit report's not only going to show the balance at the time that the credit report or, you know, that they reported, so that statement printed, but it's going to also show the payment that was
made. What you paid.
It's going to show your trending utilization, right?
Well,
like trending utilization, how you're paying, how your cards are 6 months ago. A year ago, a year and a half ago. Remember, it's a 2-year model. So
no, I get that. But in my head, I see when we pull credit reports right now, what we see is the balance that's on the credit report. And I tell people this all the time. Be conscientious. They ask me, when should I pay the card off? I say, be conscientious of when your statement prints. Right. So that day that you get that email in your email box that says, your statement is ready. Mm-hmm. I'll tell people, go back to that email and look for that. Your statement is ready. Because that balance, that day that statement prints, is what is being sent to the credit bureau.
Right.
So if you want to make sure that on your credit report, your balance is lower, you need to make sure that you pay that balance off before that statement prints.
And that's why I always tell people a week before your due day is when I tell people to actually do that. Exactly on what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. But the problem is that if that's why I'm asking, like, are they going to actually show the payment being made or just the balance that is carrying? And it's something that you can get us that answer down the road if you don't know it. But, you know, if I'm charging $5,000 every month and I'm paying it off every month, but it's always going to be kind of around that same amount and they're not showing the payment that I made against that balance the month before.
I'm
right?
kind of looking at this report. Excuse me.
Oh, so that one's actually got the trending on it. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, and this was not planned.
Okay.
Totally not planned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were actually looking at some other stuff, but it does actually show the payment. For example, someone paid $40 and they paid $86 on April of 2017, then $40, then $50 in December. So each month's going to be different.
And it is showing the payment being made.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. That's awesome. Because when I read your thing yesterday, I started panicking for myself. Because what it said was they're going to start looking at that data and what that, you know, and what your trending is. What are those balances over that 2-year period?
Right.
And all I could think to myself is like, well, my balances are going to look horrible, even though I pay them off every month. So that's actually great that they're reporting the payment made.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be a big, huge difference.
Right. Yeah. And that's key. So if you charge your American Express and you pay it off, that's what they're looking for.
Right. So we've got Erica up here. She said, you know, I have the same problem. My numbers bump up and down a couple points every time. And sometimes my credit company doesn't update every month. Sometimes it shows I have a balance even when I don't. And, you know, that can be very frustrating. And so the biggest piece of advice that I can give you to Erica and to everybody else that's watching or listening is, again, like I just said, we all get an email that says your statement is ready. And if you are not at a point yet where you're using email and you're using paperless, get there, log in and get there. Even if you still want the statement in the mail, that's fine. Turn off paperless, but put on notifications and make sure you're getting notifications. That way you could go back and you can actually search Capital One in your email box and you can look to see when did I get that last email that said your statement is due. Make sure that you make your payment or your statement is ready. Make sure that you make your payment before that recurring date each month, because the balance then will be lower. And when they report it to the credit bureau, it will be accurate. So, okay, awesome. So what I want you to do is I want you to talk to me as though I'm your client and you are, you know, looking at my credit report and you're going to give me advice. What can your company do for me? So this is Steve Altonian, Credit Loss Solutions. If you guys have listened to us before, you've heard him. He's got his commercials in my show. He's done a fantastic, just bang up job for all of the clients that I've sent to him. Really, truly amazing stuff. So, you know, he's here because he does a great job. And I would not promote somebody that wasn't doing a great job. But I want you to understand what his service is, because a lot of people don't really understand what is credit repair going to do. And one thing I can say is that my mom's in lending. She's been doing it longer than me. And she actually asked me for your number yesterday. And she said, but he's not just one of those guys that, you know, sends off a dispute to every lender. And then I've got disputes on these accounts. And now I've got to get the disputes off before I can close the loans. I said, no, Steve does it different. So pretend like I'm your client. And that's my credit report. Okay. And I want you to talk to me about it. I want you to give me a consultation. I want you to tell me what you do. I'm going to ask you what you're going to charge me. How long is it going to take me to get it done? So... thank you so much for being here, Steve.
Sure. So,
all right.
You know, the credit report that I've got from you, Ms. Mark.
Yes.
Is your husband and yourself.
My credit's excellent. My husband's isn't.
You have great credit. Yeah, great credit. But I'm going to flip the script on this one.
All right.
The husband's got good notes.
All right. Husband's got great credit. Mine's terrible.
Husband's got great credit. Yeah. So, and this happens a lot. Half of the couple will come in with great credit and the other will be less than stellar. In this particular case, Papa, you know, is getting, you know, a little bit of the short end of the stick because he's somewhere in the 680s or something like that, 660s, which isn't normally that bad. It's average. You can do a lot of stuff. I have a lot of clients that would love to have that. But in this case, Mama has a 780, so it's not working.
Right.
So you have a big discrepancy between the highest and the lowest, and you're always going to have whatever interest rate is going to be on the lowest credit score. So the goal is to get the lowest credit score on par with the highest score, whether it's the husband or wife. So
right, because if I take a loan application and I run the credit, even though one might have stellar, we're going to use that lowest middle score for the actual interest rate that's provided. So, you know,
and if that can be very frustrating from both, then it's a little frustrating.
Right.
And here's the thing. The caveat can be the person with the high score can have make no money. They might be the, you know, maybe the wife who just stays at home and really does all the work.
Definitely. I guarantee you my husband does more work than me and he's at home.
And so, I mean, you know, any scenarios, you know.
Yeah. All right. So what would you suggest in that situation? There's, you know, there's some older collections that are on there. There's some charge-offs that were on that credit report. You know, what would you suggest to me? Would you suggest that I, you know, sign up for the program?
On this one, there's about, I don't know, 10 to 13 gray areas that are medical collections, different types of collections. I want to say a couple utilities, but a lot of them are medical. So when I'm looking at them, this particular one comes from one company. A lot of the medical data, $63, $70, $90, $80. These are Tylenols, Vicodin, God knows what. I mean, it's crazy. A bunch of these are on here, and they're all from one company, one collection company. Now, when I see this, I do like it. It doesn't mean everything's going to come off, but if we get normally one of these accounts off, they do generally fall like dominoes because these are all, you can tell it was one or two scenarios. That's generally the way it is. You know, you have a hospital stay or two.
And how do you feel about medical collections? Like you said,
I love them because they violate your rights as a consumer. They don't mean to. I mean, these are people trying to do a job and they just, there's just so much to do, they can't keep up with it, you know. Mm-hmm. By law, they're supposed to give you three notices, an initial, secondary, and a final notice. They generally don't do that. The HIPAA Act says you're supposed to not share doctor-patient confidentiality, and when an item goes to collection, they end up sharing information they shouldn't. So we get them on the HIPAA Act. So I love it when I see medical.
Okay.
I really do.
In this situation, you're saying this would be a really great candidate because you could get a lot of those collections.
On a couple things. And then, you know, I'm the kind, you know, most of my clients are sent by lenders like you, and I want to, you know, I want to be able to get you a loan. That's why we talk. So on this particular one, since Mama has good credit, mm-hmm. I'm going to suggest that we add Papa as an authorized user to all her good accounts. So we want to try to piggyback on her good credit. We might get 20 points, we might get 40 points, whatever we get. But we're fighting for every point. We want to close that gap. So between getting the items removed if the client ends up enrolling and doing that and maybe, you know, showing up their other credit card utilization, they should be fine.
Okay.
That, this client should be 740 to where Mama's at.
Okay. Much. And so what do you think that the time frame for that to happen? So you're saying, you know, this client should, you should be able to get them to a 740, right? Like that would be your
yeah,
goal.
Yeah, I mean, this one here, it could be a short
and it's
end.
This scenario. We're not saying that everybody out
here,
there, that's
this
something
one here
he's
because
be
it's
do.
All one company. Technically, this stuff could fall off first round, a lot of them off that one particular Sears company, mm-hmm. and the score could just spike up, and then we add, and I can get a call from the client, hey, I'm up 60, 80 points or whatever, and we just stop, and we're done or whatever, and we continue.
Okay.
But this one's one company, so I would expect a lot of it to fall off like scales. I would hope it would.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, if a lot of those come off, plus what we do, they're going to be good to go all day long.
Okay. And what are you going to charge me to sign up? So I say, okay, great. You know what, Steve? That sounds amazing. I definitely want to do that. I'd like to see what you can get off of the report. Sounds like we're going to probably need maybe 2-3 months, yeah. you know, to get yeah. it done. It's, you know, realistically, if it doesn't come off by the third round, it's probably not going right. to. But, you know, there's a really good possibility. If they're medical, you like that. So what's it going to cost me?
$499 is the initial enrollment. That includes all the legal paperwork, my coaching and consulting where I get involved, and my staff that helps with processing and stuff. After that, it's $99 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Clients that come from Mortgage Mom Radio always get $100 off, so it's $399, and then $99 a month after that. So,
okay, so you're talking $399, mm-hmm. and then $99 a month, and we're going to call it maybe 3 months. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. you know, you're at $699, $700, and you might have gone from a $680 to a $740. In my opinion, totally worth it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So somebody wants to give you a call. Number one, if you guys want to get a hold of Steve, obviously you can reach out to us. Me or Heidi are going to get you guys in touch with Steve and, you know, on your way over there to get that credit started. Yep. But if somebody wanted to call you direct, how do they get a hold of you?
Call me 818-932-9531. If you forget that, I know you hear it all the time, go to askthecreditcowboy.com. It'll prompt you to get on there. I'll chat with you, whatever. It's really easy to remember. AskTheCreditCowboy.com versus a phone number.
All right. Well, that is probably the best thing. Go to AskTheCreditCowboy.com. You guys can reach out to us. Again, we want to answer all of your questions. Every week we're here. We're live at 5 on YouTube. If you guys are listening to the radio, please keep calling, texting, emailing. You guys can get a hold of us. It's 844-935-3634. We're done for today, but we'll be back next week.
Yep. Have a great week.
Yes. And thank you, Steve. You were fantastic.
Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0945004, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.005-8339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slate Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's a mortgage mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Did you guys know that if you miss my show on Saturday mornings that you can listen to it again right on my podcast? Go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on podcast, and you can listen to every episode that we've ever done. It's all free education for you and your family. That's mortgagemomradio.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.